This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. You may have never heard of a haptic interface, but chances are that you've felt one. When your cell phone vibrates, that is a haptic interface. Computer touchpads, video game controls have haptic feedback incorporated into their tracking. Surgeons use it for laparoscopies and remote surgeries. While we tend to get swept up in the look and sound of new technologies, recent evolutions in haptics remind us that there is another sense gadgets can use to communicate: touch. Nathan Hurst is staff writer for Wired, where he recently wrote about the sensational future of the haptic interface. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Hard to describe a haptic interface. How do you do it?
So I like the analogy that what optics is to sight, haptics is to touch. So anything that imparts information to a user through touch, that's a haptic interface.
When were haptic interfaces first introduced in technology?
So one of the things that a lot of people like to point to is around the time of World War II, they were having to move around a whole lot of radioactive material. And you don't want to do that by hand. So they set up this mechanical linkage to help move it around, and kind of like the way a steering wheel is connected to the wheels of your car via an axle. This was a connection that allowed you to manipulate something that you couldn't touch yourself.
So the most obvious examples that we have now of haptic interface is the cell phone, or maybe even before that, the pager. How are product manufacturers now moving beyond just simple vibration to actually communicate with users through touch?
Well, a cell phone, and even more so a pager, is just kind of a notification. When it vibrates, it's telling you that, hey, there's something you need to check out. But so a vibration can tell you a whole lot more than that. For example, the way a tuba feels when you put your hand on a tuba and it vibrates, even if you can't hear it, it feels very much different than, say, if you put your hand on the hood of a car while that's running. Well, they each have their own vibration signature, and a vibration... It's both how far something moves and how quickly it moves. And mm-hmm. So if you can vary the speed and the distance that something vibrates independently, then you can start to have many, many different distinct vibration signatures. So instead of your phone telling you perhaps, hey, you have a message, your phone could indicate a whole lot more information, say, hey, you have a message from your mom, but it's not an emergency.
And the message from your mom might actually vibrate in a different way than a message from somebody else?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And because you're so sensitive to the touch, it can actually impart that information to you.
So I'm trying to think of other applications for this, you know, like which other kind of technologies might use vibration to communicate.
Well, you mentioned video games, and it's been in video game controllers for a long time. Say when you get shot in a video game, your controller might shake. There's actually a new Cadillac is coming out that is going to have vibration in the seat to tell you when there's a car coming, say, and you want to avoid a collision.
Wow, so it would actually vibrate something and what, to your finger? How would that work?
It's actually through your backside. So you might feel it in kind of in the seat to your left or in the seat to your right, depending on where there's something that you might collide with.
Wow, so what other kind of sensations other than just regular old vibration are being used for haptic interfaces now?
Well, one that I thought was really interesting, and some of these are kind of far out still, but there's a use called electrovibration, and basically, if you run a current through an object, that current actually attracts the skin on your finger just a little bit, and if you alternate that current, then it's turning on and off very fast, and so you experience a little bit of a sticky sensation, and then not very, very fast. And that can actually be a way to simulate texture on an object. So the way you run your finger down a pane of glass would feel very different from the way you run your finger down something packed like a piece of rubber.
Really interesting. Let's see what happens. Nathan Hurst, staff writer for Wired, I want to thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Now you can link to Nathan's article, Can You Feel Me Now? The Sensational Rise of Haptic Interfaces at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up almost 60 years after Peyton Place exposed the hypocrisy of small-town life, we learn more about Grace Metalius, the rebellious New Hampshire housewife and author who could be Peyton Place's worst casualty. That's when Word of Mouth continues.